And in 1 John chapter 3 verse 4, it says, everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. That is the meaning anomia. Sin is lawlessness, rebelliousness. Here we see a different aspect of sin, because in John chapter 1 verse 9 and chapter 2 verse 1, here all sin is hamartia, but here it is anomia. Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord hath spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The children are rebelling against the father. That is what happens when we are sinning. This was the sin of Satan. What Satan did in the cosmic realm, he rebelled against God. He wanted to become like God. What Adam did, he rebelled against God. He also wanted to become like God. So the devil wanted to become like God, and even Adam, he also wanted to become like God. It was an intentional act. It was not a falling. They were loving it. They wanted to do that. When you love sin, it is rebellion. It is not a fall, because you love it. I have told a story earlier. I think, you know, one person was a drunkard and he became a Christian. And he was living as a good Christian for some time. He left all kind of bad things and even drinking. And one day he went with his friends, and somehow he drank and he came back to the pastor. He knelt down before the pastor and said, "Pastor, the devil was really tempting me. I drank. I'm drunk not because of anything of my own. Satan was tempting me." And the pastor said, "Okay, one day I just allow you to come into the church, but don't repeat, because you are not supposed to drink." "No, pastor, never. I will do it again." But the next day again he came drunk. And he said, "Pastor, today also Satan tempted me." And the pastor said, "Satan will do that. That is his job. He will tempt you, but you should not yield to his temptation." "No, pastor, not again. No more, no more." But the next day also he came drunk. "Today also Satan tempted me, pastor." And the pastor said, "Tomorrow if Satan tempt you, tell Satan, 'Get behind me, Satan. I don't want you to tempt me.' Because the Bible says, if you resist the devil, he will flee from you." The next day again he came drunk. "Today also Satan tempted me." Pastor asked him, "Didn't I ask you to tell him that to get behind you?" "I did not say." "Why you did not say?" "Pastor, I was afraid." "Why you are afraid? You are afraid of Satan?" "No, I am not afraid of Satan. But if I say like that, maybe tomorrow he will not come and tempt me. Because he wanted Satan to come and tempt, and he wanted to drink." You understand, my friends? Because he loves sin. He wants Satan to come and tempt. He loved to fall. My friends, many of us are like that. We love sin. And then we say, "Oh, Satan tempted me. Satan tempted me." Hallelujah. So we are crossing the boundary, in fact. Because you love it. In John chapter 3 verse 19, "And this is judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness more than light, because their deeds were evil."